ever since the beginning, UFC has been all about putting on the biggest events. Out here in the fields. When we put together these major fight cards,
UFC 100,
the whole world is watching.
This monumental moment is now upon us.
He's got the choke.
It is all over.
These are the moments that fight fans remember for the rest of their lives. UFC 300 is going to be one of those events that people are never going to forget. With the fighters that we have on this card, this has the potential to be the greatest night of fights in the history of combat sports.
It's an excellent fight card from the top to the bottom.
12 current or former champions.
The record holder for most career fights and wins.
We've got an International Boxing Hall of Famer.
All right, UFC 300. This is billed to be the biggest event in UFC history. So for that, we got the biggest Mowers Club expert in UFC history. Magic Mike, welcome to the Mowers. Welcome back to the Mowers.
Thanks for having me. It's Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve, yeah, absolutely. Huge fights tomorrow from start to finish. For my do yourself a favor this week, I said for anyone that hasn't watched UFC before, tune in from 8 o'clock tomorrow morning because this card is stacked from beginning to end.
It is, it is. So the fact that we are going to see Cody Garbrandt open the card.
Ex-champion. Two ex-champions.
Yeah, two world champions opening the card, the prelims.
Now, something exciting I saw yesterday. We'll just touch on this quickly at the top of the segment because this will have a big impact. Usually there's a $50,000 bonus if you get, say, knockout of the night, fight of the night, submission of the night, all those little bonuses. Dana White for UFC 300 has increased those bonuses to $300,000 US.
Yeah, it's pretty big. I don't think he did it by choice, so they put it on him in the press conference.
Yeah, a bit of pressure.
And he agreed to it. But that's what's 1.5 mil to Dana. But yeah, so if you're talking about betting, you got to think that that's going to play into some of these guys are on like 20 and 20, 50 and 50, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Maybe on this card it might be like 100 and 100 would be the lowest, but that's their whole year. If they're going to get three fights in a year,
yeah,
that's their year.
So they'd be sitting back hearing that thinking, I want to be the guy that comes out and gets the highlight knockout and gets the 300 US bonus.
Yeah, so you may see people do things slightly out of character. You'd hope not, being professionals, that they should just play their best card, but they're not all rich.
Yeah, it plays a factor, doesn't it? All right, let's have a look at some of these fights. Where do you want to start us off?
Let's start at Justin Gaethje and Max Holloway, the people's main event.
I mean, I think that's just best case scenario. Again, I have a lot of respect for Max. If I can, cut his eye, break his arm, you know, cause him to not be able to walk anymore, that sounds like an ideal situation for me rather than putting him to sleep. But I know.
So that's Justin Gaethje. He said he wants to cut his eye, break his arm, put him to sleep, make him not be able to walk.
Yeah, he's one of the most violent fighters that's ever been in the cage. If you see that montage of some of his past victims, I'll call them, their faces victims, are just bloody messes.
So this is called the BMF title fight, which is the baddest MF-er.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of that.
Like, it's a bit corny.
Win a belt, win a real belt, mate.
Yeah, well, it doesn't. In the past, The Rock has come out and presented it. Is that going to happen again?
No, so you got Mark Coleman, who was just in a pretty serious house fight. He's presenting it. He's in the Hall of Fame. He's one of the OG UFC guys, so that's pretty cool. But I mean,
so just as a matchup, Max Holloway has never been knocked down in the UFC, and Justin Gaethje is a pure knockout artist. So this is it builds as a pretty exciting matchup.
Yeah, yeah. So the defining factor in this, or the question mark over it, is Max Holloway going up to lightweight after losing his belt to Volk. And then he got a win over Korean Zombie last, a pretty savage win. But he's been up to lightweight once before against Dustin Poirier, but that was with 2 weeks off the couch. So Daniel Cormier called him a bag of potatoes in that fight. And so you've seen, there was a photo of Max about 3 months ago, and he looked absolutely yoked. And reportedly 205 pounds.
Right.
Coming down to 70.
So he smashed the weights in preparation for this.
And look,
is that good or bad for a guy that's fast?
Yeah, so that's the thing. So I give Max a speed advantage ordinarily, but we don't know what we're going to see. I was just listening to the official weigh-in show on the way here, And he was saying he's back sparring as well. Max traditionally has never sparred.
Mm.
And that's how he keeps his chin. That's what he's always said. So being that it's a pretty violent fight and Gaethje's, you know, known for putting people away, he's gone back to sparring. So there's a few variables that I think make this a very hard fight to call. Like Justin's Justin. You know what you're getting. He subs guys. He bashes guys. He's a violent, exciting fighter. He's got a handful of or a bunch of Fight of the Night bonuses. You're going to see something good, I hope, or they may cancel each other out.
Make it a boring fight.
You may, yeah, you may see surely Max if, on if the outside.
If there's a belt called the baddest MF-er, Uncle Dana sits down and says, boys, you got to bang.
Yeah, it's a bad look if they don't. But look, the hard thing is they're both at the end of their careers. Max is pretty young still. He's 32. But he's got some kilometres on that clock. He's been going for over a decade in the UFC. And he's had some absolute wars. So the age, I give him a biological age way over 32.
The betting market here, Justin Gaethje is $1.61. Max Holloway, $2.34. Can you find us any value here to start off maybe a bit of a Moaz multi for the UFC?
No value there for me. So the thing I looked at is Justin takes 7.5 significant strikes per minute and Max lands the exact same. So I'm actually going against the grain here and hoping as well, because Max is one of my favourites, that we see him on the outside getting a points victory at $3.45 for decision.
Okay, Max Holloway by points, $3.45. Mark that one down, Moaz. What fight do you want to look at next?
Let's go to Amir Tsarukyan and versus Charles Oliveira, the Armenian king, and hopefully our first Armenian world champion. So
right, Alex, shout out to Alex, all our Armenian Moaz out there.
Mers will be out for 3 days if that comes in.
So Amir Tsarukyan, just visually, I saw him at the weigh-ins. The guy could be a bodybuilder.
Yeah, he looks like he probably shouldn't be in that weight class, but he's a midget. He's only 5'7".
Yeah, okay.
So he's like Mikey Dyer.
And then Charles Oliveira, he's a former champion in that weight class. He's paying 276, which is surprising as the former champion that he's that much of an outsider. Why is that?
So look, Tsarukyan is a very well-rounded fighter. Submissions, wrestling. His wrestling, if you go right back to, I think it was 2019, 23 years old, so he was still very green, and he really took it to Islam Makhachev on the ground. He took him down, he stopped his takedowns, he advanced positions on him, he even took his back for a brief moment, and it could be argued the first two rounds could have gone to Armin Tsarukyan, and he lost the third round, he gassed out pretty badly, but early in his career, it's pretty common to happen.
Yeah.
And I see Charles has a bit of a weakness where when Islam fought him recently and beat him quite convincingly, where he struggles, if guys sit in his guard and give top pressure where they give him no space. So he's a jiu-jitsu guy. Mm. And he actually does jiu-jitsu as if he's in the gi, out of the gi. So that's what you ordinarily train in if you do proper Brazilian jiu-jitsu. And he really works off space. So he does really unconventional things for MMA, like rolling the legs around for heel hooks and bringing the knee across, which gives him space to stand up as well.
Yep.
So he'll threaten submissions as a way to stand up.
Yep.
But I see Armin's wrestling far superior and very closely in line with the quality of Islam's wrestling. And I think Islam showed the key to success with Charles is to just stay on top. And I think based off that, if Armin's smart and he looked absolutely jacked, so I assume that means he's been training wrestling.
Wrestling, yeah.
I see him on top, in guard, working for a points victory, keeping in mind it's only three rounds. So yep. If he can keep him down for that three rounds and really control him and dominate him on the ground without giving him opportunity to submit him, which is always a danger with Charles Oliveira, who has 20 Fight of the Night bonuses, or near, I think it's 19. I can see this one going to Armin. It could be a changing of the guard. Charles is getting on. He's got a lot of Ks on the clock. He's got a lot of scar tissue above his eyes. It wouldn't surprise me if Tsarukyan got a finish, but it also, in the same sense, wouldn't surprise me if Charles gets a submission. That's the only key to victory that I see Charles, because I do believe this is going to be a ground-dominant fight. But, the betting lines...
Tsarukyan by points, $4.10.
$4.10 for points. And that's just because he's got so many finishes, but he hasn't fought Charles Oliveira either yet. And Charles, his record is 34-9, but most of those fights, except for two, were pre-2017 at at featherweight, not lightweight. So I really see an opportunity here for a changing of the guard and a big statement to be made by Armin Sarukian.
All right, there's our multi so far, $3.45 into $4.10. The main event, Alex Pereira against Jamahal Hill. Now, just a couple of texts coming in while I've got you here as well, Mike. Matt says, guys, UFC 300 is so overhyped. Now, I think he's probably referring to this main event, Pereira versus Jamahal Hill. He said, it's nothing special. I just don't get people falling for this.
Sounds like Matt only watches Conor McGregor.
So you think there's enough to get excited about for this main event?
It is absolutely stacked. I think that we've got six or eight world champs on the card.
I think, eight former world champs and current world champs.
You know, even down to the women's fights, you've got Holly Holm fighting Kayla Harrison, who's another world champ from PFL coming over. So it takes
Zhang in the women's champ, Andrade, former champ.
It takes us a bit to get excited over the women's fights. But
we had a question from Bo from Camden said he'd like to hear your opinions on the three women's fights for UFC 300 tomorrow.
Bo from Camden.
Yes.
Well, it sounds familiar, but look, we call them toilet breaks and serving lunch breaks. But look, they're pretty good. They're quality fights, and I'm particularly interested in that Kayla Harrison versus Holly Holm matchup, and I think Kayla Harrison does that one really easily.
Love it. All right, let's get to the main event. Pereira versus Jamahal Hill. This is the centerpiece of UFC 300, even though it's a stacked card right throughout.
Yeah, so look, Pereira, he's fought Izzy, he's fought Yuri, he's fought pretty much killers from day one. He's only seven fights in and he's a double champ.
Crazy.
Look, he's going to... How do you compare Jamahal Hill? Yeah, he's got power in his hands, but he doesn't have that speed or precision that is where Pereira's downfall was with Izzy.
Do you feel like maybe they made this the main event because neither of these guys can wrestle? So they're going to get
fireworks. I don't see this one going the distance. But I don't see what Hill can offer that Pereira can't weather and counter, failing the knockout, you know, the highlight reel knockout. But I don't think Pereira is going to get involved in a brawl with him, and I really hope that. Pereira, I had him winning that Izzy fight on the card until he got him on the cage. He had him on the cage, and it looked like he was about to finish Izzy.
Yeah.
And he got a bit wild, and he got checked with precision and speed, which I don't think Jamahal Hill offers. But Achilles tendon snapped 9 months ago for Jamahal Hill.
Yeah.
So if you look it up, 6 months is the recommended time off before you put weight on it properly for walking and light activity.
So is this a fast comeback?
Yeah, well, 9 months. So you need 10 weeks in camp. So before that, you tune up, you start getting fit, you get prepared, you put some strength on. So no doubt he's going to be stronger because I'm sure he's doing a lot of upper body work. But I really think that is the elephant in the room, and I have not seen a single shred of Jamahal Hill's training videos. So with the damaged Achilles, there's a very good chance he's not going to be able to generate the power out of that bottom of his leg. And I think he may lose some of that power in it. And for that reason, I'm pretty convinced that Pereira gets him out before the fifth round.
So Pereira knockout, $2.35. So we've got $3.45 into $4.10 into $2.35. Is there anything else you'd like to add into that?
Yes. Bo Nickel versus Cody Brundage, the worst fighter in the UFC. So Cody, in his last five fights, has losses by submission, by knockout, by decision, and he's got a DQ win over our boy Jacob Malkoon, who was absolutely piecing him up, and Bo Nickel is good everywhere. So I'm going a really weird one. I've never bet on this, and I've never been so confident that Bo Nickel will finish Cody Brundage in the first 3 minutes of the fight.
Under 3 minutes. Okay. What does that get us?
You can go 2 minutes for $4, or you can take $2.50 at three.
$2.
I think three is pretty safe.
All right. So we'll go $2.50. So we'll add all of those together, and that gets us an $83 multi.
It's a hard card to bet on. Please do not follow me, but if you do, I want to see the slips.
$83 multi. So that was
We could go 0-4 here.
Could go 0-4. But do with that what you will. That's our expert tips for UFC 300. I'll be coming out to watch it at your place tomorrow. What's on the menu at the Anderson household?
Smoked ribs and some Greek wraps.
Beautiful.
And
love
plenty
that.
Plenty of beer.
All right, we've got to get to a break to bring the show home. We're going to give you some more racing tips. Mike's got some racing tips as well. We'll do a quick Masters update, and we'll tell you how we're getting it for this Saturday.